Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Zayd, may Allah be pleased with him, differs with the hadith of Uthman, may Allah be pleased with him. In the sense that, first, in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Zayd, it clearly states that rinsing the mouth and inhaling, blowing the nose is how many times? 3 times. In the hadith of Uthman, it did not say, so we didn't know. Now we know. This is one of the benefits of looking into all the hadiths to learn exactly what's the right thing to do. Also, hadith of Abdullah ibn Zayd is a little bit different because hadith Uthman, we wash the hand how many times? In the hadith of Uthman, we wash the hands 3 times. In hadith Abdullah ibn Zayd, we wash them 2x. What do we learn from this? We learn that the number can differ, can fluctuate. I can do this and I can do that. And that is why so many people tell us, how many times can I perform wudu? How many times do I have to wash my hand? The Prophet ﷺ sunnah, he performed wudu by washing each limb once. And he did that by washing each limb 2x. And he did that by washing each limb 3x. But he never exceeded that. So the maximum is 3, the minimum is 1. Can I differ? Yes, depending on the weather, depending on the quantity of water, depending on the need for cleaning the organ itself. For example, I washed my hand once, rinsed my mouth, blew my nose, washed my face once. When I came to my arm, it was a little bit dirty, so I washed it 3 times. No problem? No problem. So it depends. You do it once, you do it twice, you do it 3 times, it's all the same, alhamdulillah. Wiping the head is once. This is clarified here. Now, the scholars say it is not permissible for you to do it 2x. One would say, Akhi, what's wrong? I'd like to wash my head. What's wrong in that? Isn't that cleanliness? What do we say to this man? If someone says, I don't want to wipe over my head, I want to wash it. Is he doing something well? Isn't it cleaner? Isn't it cleaner for the head? It is. It is cleaner for the head. When you wash your head, isn't it more cleaning than wiping it? Yes. But what is the problem? There is a big problem. What is the problem? Listen to the fiqh of the Salaf. Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, may Allah have mercy on his soul, one of the greatest tabi'een. And he, you know, when I look at their life story, I feel a little bit silly. Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib says about himself, I have prayed in the first row of the Masjid of Medina for 40 years, not missing one prayer. 40 years, huh? In the Masjid of Medina. And he says, and for 30 years, I never looked at the back of someone in front of me. Meaning he never prayed in the second row, always in the first row. 30 years? Now, compare this to ourselves. When some of the Muslims may pray Asr 2 minutes before Maghrib. What is this? What is this? We have a big problem we have to fix. We have to advise ourselves. The most important things in our lives is our bank account. No. Is my job? No. Is my wife? No. The most important thing in my life is my prayer. So Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, let's go back to our topic. What did he do? He saw a man coming between Adhan of Fajr and Iqamah. So the Adhan is done. People are waiting for the Imam to come. And the man was praying 2 rak'ahs, salam alaykum, Allahu Akbar, 2 rak'ahs, volunteering. Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib said, my son, don't do this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade us from praying between Adhan and Iqamah of Fajr, except the 2 rak'ah of Sunnah. Authentic hadith, Shaykh al-Albani authenticated it. What did the man do? Like all of us, جزاك الله خير. No. You're teaching me. He said, Abu Muhammad, meaning Sa'id ibn Musayyib, I will pray. Despite what you have said, I will pray. Do you think Allah will punish me for praying for him? Look at the attitude. He is thinking that I'm doing it for Allah, so khalas. What did Sa'id ibn Musayyib say? He said, my son, Allah will not punish you for praying for him. Allah will punish you for going against the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And likewise, if someone is making wudu and then he puts his head under the faucet and washes his head, what are you doing? He says, it's more clean. It's good. It's better. I tell him, Allah will punish you for going against the sunnah. And that is why the Prophet, when he performed wudu, he said, whoever exceeds, he has made an aggression. Someone says, I would like to make 5 times washing my hands and feet. We tell him, you have made an act of aggression because you went against the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. Okay, you forgot, but I will remind you. What about washing the neck? Do you do it here? A lot of the Muslims do it, right? After wiping their head, they do their ears and they do this, or they do this. Is this part of the sunnah? Not at all. It is not. It's okay. It's cleanliness. No, it's not. You're going against the sunnah now again. If you want to clean yourself after wudu, after prayer, go and take a bath. It's up to you. But don't associate these acts with wudu. Wudu is a form of worship. It's a ritual that you have to follow exactly. What about some of the dua that we find in books? When we wash our hand, when we wash my face, oh Allah, making my face nur, light, and making my arms light, oh Allah, don't let me watch things that is haram. While doing wudu, they are saying these du'as. Is this part of the sunnah? No. Al-Ghazali said this in Ihya Ulum al-Din, or Sheikh so-and-so said this. With all due respect to all scholars, we respect them. But we take our religion not from scholars, not from imams. We take our religion from the Quran and the Sunnah. If the Prophet did it, alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, yes, he did it. Give me your hadith, authentic hadith. Because I can give you 1,000 unauthentic hadith. It was reported that a man who used to make harissa, harissa is some type of Arab food, which is made sometimes, it's a sweet, and it's also a meat done with bread. So it has two names. So the man was working in this business and nobody came to him. So he put a sign on his shop saying, Abu Huraira narrated that the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, eat harissa because it makes your back stronger. And everybody started buying from him and the man became a millionaire. You make hadith, you fabricate hadith, no problem. You go to hell, no problem. But as Muslims, someone says, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, few days ago I was on Facebook, and I found, and Facebook is something I would not like to go into now because there are so many fitna, so many sins, so many mixing, so many flirting, so many pictures, so many bad things of Muslims showing off. Muslims showing off. This is Christmas 2010. You go to the album, you see people mixing, dancing, partying, clubbing, drinking, smoking pot. And his name is Abdullah Abdul Latif Muhammad. He's a Muslim. You go to sister's Facebook page, interests in men. Oh, sister, what is this? And so I'm not going to talk about Facebook, but one of the brothers posted something on his page saying that the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, when a man takes his wife's hand in love and compassion, Allah looks at them with mercy. Reported by Imam Bukhari in the Sahih. This hadith is fabricated. It's not in the Bukhari, not in the Muslim, in Tirmidhi, not even in Musannaf ibn Abi Shaybah, not even in Mustadrak for the Hakim or for the Darimi. Nowhere in any books of the hadith, it is fabricated. It's from somebody's mind. Yet people are so, I wouldn't say courageous, they're so stupid in lying on the Prophet ﷺ. And the Prophet says, whoever lies on me, Whoever fabricates a hadith on me and tells people the Prophet said and he did not say that, he should take his place in hell. He should look at his seat in hell. Because he's lying on Allah. He's fabricating in the religion of Allah. So, all of these du'as are innovations and a fabrication that we must not do. However, one would maybe ask himself, is it permissible if I'm in the state of wudu to make another wudu? We have it in Arabic, we say we renew our wudu. I'm in the state of wudu, I prayed Asr, I'm still observing my state of wudu. Now it's time for Maghrib. Is it permissible for me to go and make wudu again, or would this consider it to be wasting of water? What do you think? Permissible, permissible. The evidence, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu idha qumtum, O you who believe, whenever you want to pray, offer ablution. So this is general. Not only that, in the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salam in Sahih Imam Muslim, the Prophet was asked, when we eat mutton meat, do we have to offer wudu? The Prophet says, if you wish. Meaning that if you're in the state of wudu and you eat mutton, you eat sheep meat, if you don't, your wudu is intact. If you want to renew your wudu, the Prophet did not tell him, no, don't do it. The Prophet says, if you wish, meaning that you can offer this. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.